This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The White House is explaining what President Biden said about Taiwan. The president's in Tokyo, where he said the U.S. would intervene militarily if China were to invade Taiwan.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are.
That's a commitment we made.
A White House official says President Biden's comments do not reflect a policy shift. China's responding to the president's comments, saying it will take, quote, firm action to safeguard its sovereignty. A spokesman adding, we will do what we say. President Biden's also talking about the economy here at home, warning Americans it'll take some time, as he put it, before they feel relief from inflation. But he says he doesn't think a recession is inevitable. This morning, he launched a new trade deal with 12 Indo-Pacific nations aimed at strengthening their economies. A U.S. military plane carrying enough infant formula for more than a half million baby bottles arrived yesterday in Indianapolis. The AP's Julie Walker.
It'll be quality checked by Nestle before heading to hospitals, clinics, and doctor's offices, says Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. He says it's the first of several flights authorized by President Biden carrying baby formula from Europe to relieve the nationwide shortage, particularly of hypoallergenic formula.
Over the course of the next several weeks, we should see an ever-increasing supply.
Vilsack says another military flight of baby formula is expected in the coming days. Audio courtesy WRTV. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden's talking about monkeypox, saying he doesn't think monkeypox is as concerning as COVID has been. He said the smallpox vaccine works for monkeypox, and the U.S. has enough stockpile of it to handle it. Gas is $4.59 a gallon on average, up 11 cents in a week, up 47 cents in a month. This is AP News. Saying goodbye. Some well-known SNL personalities. Here's the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Some big names are leaving a long-running comedy franchise on NBC.
It's Saturday Night Live.
You'll have to pay close attention to the cast of characters for next season's Saturday Night Live, because some of those on the show for season 47 will not be there for season 48. Among the comedians bowing out are Kate McKinnon and Pete Davidson, two of the show's biggest names. McKinnon's been on for 10 seasons, Davidson for 8. Also leaving, Adie Bryant and Kyle Mooney. It is one of the biggest cast shakeups in recent years for the show, and it comes after recent seasons have seen the Saturday Night Live cast remain virtually intact. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Pretty much all the power's been restored following that tornado that hit northern Michigan Friday afternoon. Cleanup's been ongoing, though, northwest of Detroit. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.